You're listening to Off the Card, an action figure podcast, a show about action figures by kids trapped in the bodies of grown men. And here they are, Billy Cooper and Eric Murphy.
All right, guys, welcome to the our Independence Day episode. We're recording this the day before everyone blows their fingers off. Welcome to Off the Card. Joining us tonight or this afternoon, Eric and Joe and producer Paul has joined us today. He's going to be relatively quiet. He's just going to shoot us dirty looks when we need. There it is. Middle fingers, too. I appreciate it. That's what we love about you, Paul. We're going to talk some toys and we're going to start this off with Joe. Mr. Mezco, Mr. G.I. Hey. Joe, man, are you ever going to financial recover for this?
Luckily, I skipped a few of them, but so right now, Mezco, the last couple of weeks, they've been doing some reveals and pre-orders. Their lead up to MezcoCon, I thought it was actually their MezcoCon, but it's their lead up. And it'll coincide with San Diego Comic-Con. So the first week they revealed, actually put up for purchase to ship in like month and a half, 2 months, something like that. A new Gomez, their mascot, the cockroach. It is a boy cadet Gomez with the mech. It's a 14 inch mech that's decked out with all the electronics and lights. Good Lord, it just looks so freaking awesome. But I don't have anywhere to put it, so I passed on this one, luckily. But Gomez looks, the outfit looks like Mork. Looks like Mork. That's Mork from Mork from Mork and Mindy.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I look at that and I see the V. I'm like, shouldn't that be an M? I mean, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's V for cool. Like Void Academy, so yeah. That's probably the reasoning. But yeah, it looked like it should have been an M. And I'm really hoping they release the figure separately from the mech because I want it.
Yeah, that
matters. I don't want to spend the $350 plus all the shipping and everything. I think I went through the process to get an idea, and it was going to be like $375 after shipping and everything. I couldn't do it.
Honestly, though, it's a 1/12 scale vehicle.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that 14 inches was fully upright. I mean, the legs were kind of you could squat them down. I could have made them fit somewhere, but that was my reasoning to convince myself why I had to pass. But yeah, it's so freaking cool. There's the influencers that they go use through Instagram and whatnot. I've got so many pictures out there, like and it just it looks worth it. I mean, don't get me wrong, it looks worth it. It just was not something I could go. And then the second week they did the same thing with their Green Ranger figure, and
he'll be the first of the Power Ranger figures, right?
Yes, because the set is still. I mean, it went up for pre-order. It's still waiting. But yeah, the Green Ranger was a buy now ship. In a month or two, whatever their time frame, they've learned. Originally, when they were doing these buy nows, it was ship within 4 to 6 weeks. Now they've pushed it out to like 8 weeks. Expectation, but comes with all the Green Ranger goodies you'd expect, which that was something I never got into much with the Power Rangers.
Yeah, me either.
I worked at Toys R Us when the original figures dropped and they weren't keeping up, and I got called all kinds of names by angry moms, but but yeah. So you got the Green Ranger to go along with the set when it finally comes out. And then just last week, out of left field, they announced Indiana Jones Temple Edition from his likeness from Raiders of the Lost Ark comes with the pedestal and the fertility idol and everything. I think the likeness looks really damn good to me.
It's definitely better than Hasbro stuff.
Yes.
It's not quite Hot Toys, but I mean, for a 1/12 scale figure, it's probably the best I've seen so far.
Yeah. And they're keeping it up for pre-order for a 3-week period. I'm debating just because I don't have everything up in this room yet. I don't know. I'm still working on how I'm going to fit everything in here, let alone adding anything more. I'm trying to slow down a bit, but I still got a couple weeks. I imagine over the next couple weeks, there'll be a couple more reveals and pre-orders. San Diego Comic-Con's the end of the month.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay.
I think it's the end of July, I think.
End of July, yeah. August. Yeah.
So I think this is something they're doing every week leading up to, MezcoCon is like the 18th. So like a week or two before San Diego.
I'm looking at this Indiana Jones figures, all things considered. You got three heads, you got five sets of hands, the base, you've got three versions of the whip. A satchel, you've got the blow dart. I mean, you got all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Did they say what retail was for that?
130.
Yep.
That's not awful.
But you got the pedestal, and you've got the idol, you've got the gun, you've got the torch, you've got the bag of sand. And like I said, you got that drapery of the
spider webs.
The spiders and stuff. For 130, that's not
12 inch, right?
Yeah. No.
Yes. Six inch.
Yeah, it's 1/12 scale.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad, honestly.
Oh, not at all.
I think the Batman thing is what scares me a little bit about getting it.
is when's it going to show
up? That's true. Well,
when they did show up, it was a train wreck. Joe said that there's people buying them and throwing me in the trash.
The good news is you don't have, the restrictive costume on Indiana Jones, at least, like
true.
The Batman figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to figure this isn't going to be the last one they do, especially it says Temple Edition and it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. Although,
how hard Temple is Edition, it to put him out with a torn white shirt? Oh, we got the next movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
The only thing you'll see him is when he like gets into a Nazi uniform in Last Crusade. They probably won't do one like that.
No,
probably. And are they going to do anyone else? I mean,
Feel like now since Sean Connery's passed away, the Connery estate's a little more open to likeness rights for action figures.
They just debuted Hasbro debuted their Indiana Jones line of and Dr. Jones is in that. So
yep. So I think this is the start. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more likeness based stuff of his. Probably Bond and Last Crusade will probably gonna be on the hit
Bond.
List.
Bond would be huge,
definitely.
But, yeah, bonded, very cool.
But you mentioned 12-inch. Hot Toys also revealed their new Indiana Jones figure to go with the new movie. So it's older, Harrison Ford, gray hair and everything. But, like you said, the likeness really spot on.
Yeah. He, for some reason, is relatively pretty good to cap. Most of the companies are really good about capturing. He's not like Mark Hamill. For some reason, no one can capture Mark Hamill properly. Yeah. There's a couple other people like that too. You just look at it and you're like, what? Okay. That's, but Indiana Jones or Harrison Ford, I should say, for some reason, he seems pretty easy. Maybe it's just because they've had so many runs at him from Indiana Jones to Han Solo, Decker.
He is the action hero, so.
Right, yeah. It's like, we can't make a decent-looking Sylvester Stallone figure. The hell you can't. You've only done 2,000 of them.
Right.
Yeah, NECA has done some Rambo ones of those.
Yeah, Rambo, and there's some other companies that have done Rambo, so they've had an opportunity. But there's some people you just can't capture. I don't know why. Mark Hamill, for some reason, no one.
I think Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's a tough one, too. He either looks like a bulldog or he looks like he's melting. I mean, there's no in between.
Honestly,
that's him in real life, though. But
yeah, most of the Ghostbusters in general are hard to capture, with the exception of, I think, Ernie Hudson's figures for the most part are fairly decent. But
yeah,
Harold, Dan, and Bill, for some reason.
Yep.
Just, yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
There's some wrestlers, too. I don't care what they do. Yeah. They're never going to capture their likeness properly. Yeah. It just does never looks right. And I think to some people look good as an action figure, and other people just are just dumpy looking human beings and can't keep captured in plastic. Yeah. I don't know. So, G.I. Joe now.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness.
Where to start?
This 4th of July, so it's the tribute episode of Every Dead Fireworks Explosion G.I. Joe from 1987.
Moment of silence for every Cobra Commander that got shot into space this weekend.
It's a combat, Carl.
I ain't got no hand. I've got a combat Carl around here, actually, because he doesn't have a hand.
Announcements, pre-orders, you've got Tunnel Rat, Low Light, the Snow Serpents, Grunt, which comes with it's not the Iron, the Steel Brigade, they're calling it something different, because I think Valiverse might have copyrighted the original Steel Brigade name, but whatever their troop builder is, Grunt comes with the helmet, so you could...
Yep.
Buy one, make them grunt, buy more, and make it the troop builder.
Robert Grunt Graves, Snow Serpent, Low Light,
Tunnel Rat.
Yep, Tunnel Rat's in it. Low Light looks great.
Low Light comes with the case to build the sniper rifle up.
Yep.
And Snow Serpent, oh my God, so many.
Yeah,
it's one of the extra deluxe packages, and comes with a wolf skin to drape over his head. Dude,
Snake Eyes is going to kick the shit out of him for that. He's draped timber over his shoulders like some kind of freaking savage. Yeah,
and then I saw pictures on Twitter. Somebody over in Britain got their snow job in hand. He looks fucking awesome.
Oh, I'm sure,
man. I can't wait because they're apparently everything's shipping sooner than what was originally estimated.
Yep.
I have a whole slew of Joes coming in the next couple of weeks, probably.
I did see a couple that caught my attention. Well, one that definitely caught my attention. They're taking another run at Firefly.
Yes.
A more classic interpretation of Firefly.
Yes.
It almost seems like it's a direct counter to the Mezco one that we talked about last time.
I'm pretty sure he was probably already in the works, but feels like here you go. You get Firefly, Nunchuck, and the Crimson Viper were the most recent.
Yep.
The last day of Yojo June.
I tell you, one that also caught my attention, just because I enjoy the absurd. I don't know if anybody knows that about me. the Soundwave Dreadnought Thunder Machine Transformer. Holy crap. I seen that and I'm like, is that what I think it is? And a bunch of my friends online are huge Joe guys, and they just all went absolutely nuts. Because they're putting like O-ring figures with it. And then like they come with one of the tapes. It's the dog. It's Ravage, right?
Yeah. It comes with Ravage. And then was it Zartan and Zarana?
Yeah.
I believe were the figures.
Yeah. Ravage is on the chain. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's absolutely fantastic.
I think that's the third Joe Transformer mashup. Because previously you had
the with the
Megatron Sky Striker. Hiss,
yeah, and you had the Sky Striker. Yeah. Jetfire?
I think.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
This one just caught me out of left field. I was like, okay, this is fun. I don't think I can afford it, but it's pretty awesome. And then, I had some friends bring up that there's something to do with the tattoo on Zartana that's something from something like a foreign release or something, and it's like a little Easter egg that they hid inside.
I missed that one.
Yeah, it was, I forget. I think it was the guys from Roma actually brought it up. I mean, they're diehard. And yeah, they brought that up. I was like, well, that's kind of cool. So the fans are definitely getting their two cents. Or definitely getting their.
And then they did announce a couple of figures, no renders or anything with the Dragonfly update. They've unlocked the first tier, so we're getting, if you back the Dragonfly, you get Ripcord. The next figure will be Glinda. And then in a stream I was watching, they announced that there's going to be a 3-pack of Hiss Troopers to go along with the Hiss tank, which should start shipping this fall, they said. And everybody was speculating that Airborne would be one of the unlocked figures for the Dragonfly, and they said no. They were already working on him before they came up with the HasLab, and he will be a mainline release, which great, because Airborne was one of my favorites. I don't want to have to buy a $275 helicopter to make sure I get him.
Why not?
Again, I don't have anywhere to put the dang thing.
Oh, I get it, man. I get it.
They did release some painted prototype photos of the Dragonfly, and it's the detail on that thing. Pop the rivets all over the light up HUD. Oh God.
It's worth the price.
I'm not still trying to come up with some way of doing it.
In that Wild Bill, I've seen some better shots of the Wild Bill figure. It's pretty amazing. It really is. Yeah. I'm not a Joe guy anymore as far as buying the figures. But man, I look at that Dragonfly, and I'm like, yeah, I really kind of maybe I should.
Oh, I know exactly where I would put it. I mean, I do have somewhere I could put it. Again, it's what I'm trying to do to convince myself to stop thinking about it.
Understandable,
right
man.
Right on top of the bookcase, it's sitting right here.
Right? Yeah. Look, I'll find place to put it. She won't like it when it's on top of her, her Hoosier cabinet in the dining room, but I'll be damned, it's going to look cool as hell. Yeah, let my collection invade. Anything else, man? Anything else that you've seen?
Other than, talking about the delays and everything in my Facebook memories, today, 2 years ago, was Roadblock, so I'm still waiting on him from Mezco.
It's
honestly, that's starting to become kind of the norm for them. Don't expect it within a year unless it's one of their IPs.
It seems like they're really quick on that.
Again, I can kind of relate, since I work in printing, we have customers who come in to approve how things look through the process. Mm-hmm. And with something that's licensed, you're going to have them coming in and approving things. That's going to delay things.
Sure.
Supply issues are starting to get better. So I don't think it's so much, that sort of thing that we've dealt with over the pandemic era, but licensed products, you gotta expect there's going to take time to get it done.
As somebody that has things printed and deal with artists and things like that, sometimes things take an extra couple of steps because it's not up to what we wanted. And I get that. So I understand it. I'd rather see it take longer than brush out and it be trash.
Exactly.
So Eric, what do you got for us in the NECA horror in the wrestling world? What do we got?
Yeah, a couple different things. First thing you brought up horror. I want to roll back a little bit. 2 weeks ago, I was out at Dead Formats out at Broad Ripple at Black Circle Brewing Company. I was what to tell how it went, and it actually went really well. It was actually a pretty cool show. It was completely free, hotter than balls. It was 93 out. I got a canopy loaned to me from a friend because our table was set up outside. stopped and we were there to promote the show, and I had some old movies and stuff to sell. And the canopy was broken as soon as I took it out of the bag. So I stood directly in the sunlight for from 9 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon, burning alive. Luckily, there's some nice ladies across from me giving some suntan lotion, but it was actually a pretty cool show. They sold a lot of different stuff. If people are into collecting old formats, I mean, and then inside the brewery, there's people selling old movie posters, and there's people selling cardboard cutouts of actors and actresses from like video stores. Like there was a guy next to me, had a giant Tracy Lords cutout from a video store.
I seen that online. I almost sent you money.
Yeah. There was like, and the guy to my other side actually had the VHS tape that went with it. So I took a photo for him of him with the VHS tape. He actually had it at his vendor's table. It wasn't an adult film. It was like an 80s action movie.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, ooh, yeah. Buddy.
No, it wasn't a dirty movie. It was actually like a, you know, one of those 80s movies that was direct to video back then. But it was actually a pretty cool show. People were super nice. I imagine we'll probably get invited to go back out there again.
Yeah.
I actually think we would have. I think it was better outside than it was inside. The inside was very small and it was dimly lit, so it was very claustrophobic and very dark, so people couldn't see the stuff on the tables that well. So I actually think being outside was better. And then, but yeah, it was a great show. A lot of people were fans of ITC. Walked up to me. There's people walking up to me asking questions about signing up for the action figure customization contests. And like I had people, I'm like, well, reach out to, you know, social media, talk to Billy. Billy's one overseer of the action figure contest, you know, and stuff like that. So it was a great show. But as far as on the world of toys, the two big things I saw from NECA, actually, they announced another Michael Myers for Halloween Ends. So this is him like
burn up
where he's been hiding in the tunnel and everything else. Which it looks exactly
Hobo
like
Michael.
Yeah. It looks exactly like the one they did previous. There's nothing really special about it. The one thing caught my eye on NECA I thought was pretty cool actually was the figure they did for dinosaurs of Earl and the baby.
Yes.
That looked really cool. And I was like, I might have to buy that. Like that, I might have to buy this one. This actually looks really neat.
My problem is with those is if I start them,
I won't stop.
I'll have to get them all. It's like those damn Gargoyles figures.
Yeah, that's why I stayed away from those and the Turtles figures too. I did pick up Alf. Well, I picked that up at Geek Meat. I did get that, which they are doing as San Diego Comic Con exclusive him with like Hawaiian. He's shopping at San Diego
him
Comic-Con.
With like a Hawaiian shirt and a lanyard and stuff. Yeah, that was pretty sharp.
On the wrestling end of things, it's kind of quiet-ish. Post-WrestleMania, post-Double or Nothing, everybody announces all their toys there. But as far as release dates, they have dropped some timetables on some stuff for the summer. It looks like Ringside Collectibles getting the Ultimate Edition 2-pack of the Usos.
Yep.
It's a Bloodline 2-pack. Walmart gets a Ruthless Aggression series that set with Hollywood Rock, JBL, MVP, Edge, Torrey Wilson. Ultimate Edition, Rob Van Dam and Brock Lesnar, about that same Ruthless Aggression era, 2004, 2005. Walmart's getting...
There's an Eddie Guerrero coming, right? In one of those.
It's some point, but nothing's been announced yet. I'm guessing it'll probably be fall.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that one. That one's one
that
I'll
one,
have to get.
Yeah. Walmart exclusive, the Superstar Series that Billy collects. Vader, Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper, Captain Lou Albano.
That was going to be cool. Vader's wearing Harley Race's cape.
The cape.
It's a must have. I'm a sucker for big fat guys that do flips.
Amazon's getting the 2-pack ultimate exclusive of Survivor Series 90 with Undertaker and Gobbledygooker.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen some of the pictures of that now is starting to come out, not just renders, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then Target's getting exclusive classic blue cage playset. It's a ring with the classic blue cage.
Really?
Okay. Target's get
That's
That one should be good too. And then moving forward, the one thing that's caught my eye this week, and I think they about made quarter of the way into it, Mattel Creations is doing a Jurassic Park Kickstarter.
Yes,
it's the gates. $250, and it's the gates. They're fully battery operated. The gates open, music plays, the torches light up. Their tier set, first tier gets you 5,000 backers, gets you the gate entrance and the Ford Explorer. That they ride in, 8,000 backers gets you,
and that's all like That's all 1/12 scale, right? I mean, it's going
to
be like,
yeah, it's just like they've been doing hard in the paint since 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park. If you go to Target right now and Walmart, they're doing anniversary editions, the Hammond collection of Jurassic Park. Even the packaging looks like the 1990s Kenner backer cards, the artwork on them. It's really cool looking. 6,000 backers gets you electrocuted Tim. 8,000 backers gets you the Hammond collection Buck T-Rex from Lost World. So he's a different color. It's the big buck from Lost World. 10,000 will get you Lex and the goat, and the goat's leg comes off. And it's all bloodied up.
Yeah, because they showed a picture of it like sitting on top of the windshield of the
And then I think early funding bonus, if we reach 5,000, it says you get all six of the Jurassic Park paddock signs. So like each area, those little signs that told you what was at each area. That's an early backer bonus. But yeah, that looks pretty cool. It's $250, which for the size of it,
that's not bad.
That's not awful. That's cheaper than the Nitro set.
Yeah, it is.
And then the Super 7 announced a Godzilla that is ridiculous. Two Godzillas.
The Ultimate line, right?
Yeah, it's for the Ultimate line. They did it's the classic era Godzilla, and then there's a newer era Godzilla that I thought was super cool looking. I've been trying to stay away from that stuff, but yeah, it's a full scale 7-inch Godzilla.
Yeah, from those Super 7. Those are like $85 a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're quite a bit larger than their normal. Yeah.
Yeah, they just put a teaser trailer out as of an hour ago for it.
Yep. I seen the only one of those I know I have pre-ordered is they're doing a version of the Shogun Warriors 78 Godzilla in the Ultimates line. I know I have that one pre-ordered for sure.
And Super 7 also announced Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff listed on the Super 7 side.
Yeah, they just got a bunch of licensing agreements with like the Clash.
The Sesame Street figures, they showed them. Bert, Ernie, Count, and the Yip Yap Martians.
Yeah.
Bert and Ernie. Ernie comes with his rubber ducky, which is badass. Super 7 also released the teaser, and it looks like it is 100% official now. The Thundercats Ultimates Cat Lair.
I saw that.
How in the shit are they going to pull that off? I mean, they did it with the Snake Mountain. They did it with, they can do it, I guess, but you know.
Well, the Thunder Tank is humongous too.
That's true. They, on the license, what Eric was talking about, they got Joe Strummer. The license to Joe Strummer. They got, who else did they get that caught me off guard? They got the Gremlins license again. They had it in the past.
They got the
My Chemical Romance. It looks like they're doing them in the Danger Days era outfits where they're running around with, like, the blasters and stuff. Seems fine. I'll take it. I'm a fan.
Joe Strummer and Johnny Ramone, but who?
Yeah, Johnny Ramone and Vampira.
And then, Joe Strummer from The Clash.
Yep.
Sex Pistols.
Yep, Sex Pistols. Yeah, they got a lot of them, man.
So I just saw something, and it Billy wished for it, and it's going to happen. So Hasbro has announced they are doing another set of Indiana Jones figures. The next set will be Crystal Skull. The Crystal Skull series is going to get a full run, and they're doing a build artifact.
No, is that real? Build artifact.
I think it's going to be the refrigerator.
Hold on. Where'd you see that at? That might be part of Toy Farce.
It is Toy Farce.
It's Toy Farce. It's what I thought, man. Don't tease me like that. Oh, don't tease me like that. I was geeking out, man. Yeah, dude. Dude, you give me a refrigerator. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to go online and find somebody, the 3D prints one on Etsy, and I'll just stick my Indiana Jones in it.
Just go hit Five Below. They've got a whole bunch of play sets that are 1/12 scale.
I've seen yeah. those, man. I want the grill set. I've seen people have been doing the grill set.
I so, saw yeah. that. I went to our local store and they're all sold out. It's like, damn
imagine
it.
That. Yeah.
I've been had a few people tell me they've seen sightings of NECAs popping up in Ross's.
Yes, I've heard that as well.
Cobra Kai turtle set.
Yep. I know that yesterday when we went to Plainfield, we stopped at Myers. Myers has a NECA set now.
Yeah. I was there yesterday myself.
Yeah, and they had a NECA set. I was like, oh, okay. It's right there by the sports cards. They got like a little collectibles section there in between toys and the video electronics and stuff. So I don't know if I've just never paid attention, but they had the ultimate ghost face there.
Oh, yeah. The one with the different heads.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I've seen it a handful of times. It's not something I've always never been into.
Yeah, me either. But I was like, huh, I haven't seen that. And they had some stuff like that that it shocked me. Like they have, I think that's where I bought a couple of my gargoyles from.
Yeah, because I've been actively watching for the Bride of Frankenstein to show up.
Some of the stores got them, man, but they only got like a case and they sold out like really quick.
Yeah, I actually saw a really interesting thing. It was on Toy News, and they are announcing NECA figures. And down in the comments below, and somebody got on there and wrote a really nice thing up. They said they used to work at Target, and they explained the situation of Targets and NECA toys. Mm-hmm. They're like, they explains like toys or Target workers have zero control over NECA. There's a NECA representative that's supposed to come and set up the stuff as it comes in. They're like, that's a ball being dropped by NECA. Their NECA people aren't coming out on a regular basis and getting the figures out in a timely manner. They could show up and put them out a month early. They could not put them out at all. They're like, we watched with Holothon that some stores didn't get it put up at all because the NECA reps never came out there and set them up. They're like, the Targets were like, we have no control over it.
Originally, and your brother was one of these guys, NECA mm-hmm. put out the call and asked fans if they would want to sign up and basically be the merchandiser for NECA at your local Target. And you would sign up and you would do a couple of Targets or whatever Target you could. Basically, you were the guy that walked in there once or twice a week, not set things up, but cleaned it up, I guess, so to speak, mm-hmm. and merchandised it and left. And I don't know if they're still doing that or not. You're probably right. They probably went to having somebody do that. But I know your brother signed up, and he was doing Target in Bloomington for a few months anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Yeah, that's – I've heard those stories like that. And I wish – I hope it's true. And it would explain – shit, it would explain a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Why those guys aren't, you know – yeah. Let's see. What else? Did you anything new? Anything else?
Did I see a new turtle set for NECA for Comic-Con, like the Samurai Turtles from the third
Yes,
movie?
Number three. It's supposed to look like the VHS box. They did one Secret of the Ooze, and now this time they're doing the Samurai one.
Yeah. McFarlane dropped some cool stuff. Some stuff I'm not going to get, but interesting nonetheless. They're doing these collector edition figures. We really don't know what they are yet, other than like what they consist of and price. But they've announced like Action Comics number one Superman. Who else have they put in there? I think there's an Alan Scott Green Lantern. And then there's this character called Abyss. I've never seen this character before. It's probably newer Batman. But they're under McFarlane Collector Edition. So I don't know if he's going to get us for an extra $4 or $5 or what he's going to do with those, but they don't look too bad. I'm not going to mess with them. He dropped the Entertainment Earth exclusive Spawn on the Throne. I don't know if you guys seen that or not.
Yeah.
Black and white. Interesting figure. Not for me, but interesting. 500 of them autographed. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. I like that he's doing like autograph figures. He's done that a lot of late, and it seems to be getting more prevalent. Then on his mega figure to the DC Multiverse, he showed they're doing the Justice Buster Batman, and they're doing Anti-Monitor is big mega figures, which are pretty cool. The Anti-Monitor is probably going to be one I need to get because he's kind of a definitive DC villain.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably one I'm going to have to get for sure. And what else did I see that came up that was shocking? Oh, the new Turtles. We talked, just hit Turtles. The new Turtles, the all the new stuff just hit stores.
You guys, for Mutant Mayhem?
What is it?
For Mutant Mayhem or for the throwback stuff?
Mutant Mayhem.
I haven't seen Mutant Mayhem stuff. I've seen more of the throwback stuff, like the giant, the not so giant sized turtles, and the pizza shooter chest pieces and stuff like that. I've seen those, but I haven't seen the Mutant Mayhem stuff yet.
All the big,
I don't think I have either.
All the big toy guys online, the big YouTube guys have been doing videos running this stuff through. A lot of them are finding it at Target, like big end caps and stuff. It looks pretty damn good. The movie looks good to me though, too. The movie looks like Into the Spider-Verse. So
yeah, it looks good.
That weird, like cell shade, herky jerky, makes you feel like you're nauseous animation.
Yeah.
I don't think my old eyes can take that stuff very much anymore. But
Jackie Chan is Splinter.
Best casting ever.
Absolutely.
Hands down. Yes. Best cast. Well, other than like Seth Rogen is like Rocksteady or Bebop. Any one of those guys?
I think he's Bebop and John Cena's Rocksteady.
Yeah. Sure. The casting, they definitely feel like, I think isn't Seth Rogen an executive producer of this?
Yes. Yes.
So it definitely feels like he's a fanboy that's leading the charge on this for sure.
What's the over under on getting Rogan's laugh at some, you know, how many times we get it in the movie?
guaranteed, man. Guaranteed. Yeah. He's just going to be a big dumb animal, and I'm fine with that. I don't hate that guy. So, no, there was some, those look good. I've seen the reviews of those. I've seen some reviews of some other new stuff. 1 week left to order the new, or the All-Star Wave for, what is it? All-Star Wave 6 from Four Horsemen. Four Horsemen. I gotta bring it up. I had it up and then, it disappeared on me. Speaking of Four Horsemen, Joe, you got your Monkey King in.
Give me a second.
I got mine too, man. I haven't opened mine up yet.
Oh yeah.
Ain't that
this thing's, man, awesome?
They do.
I had people at work who, best of my knowledge, don't collect toys. Like, I got to see that thing. So I took it in so everybody could come by and take a look at it. He's just.
Yeah. Those guys, man, they absolutely kill it. So, you got 1 week. You got until the July 9th to get your order in for Mythic Legions All-Stars 6. I've got some stuff to order. there's some stuff in here I need bad. Like the All Dead headset. And then there's a couple other guys in here. I'm like, because I limit myself to like the bad guys and the vampires. So it's easier for me. I don't like heroes that much.
Like I said, with the horsemen, I'm going to try and just stick to the Figura Obscura because, that's another rabbit hole I'll go down if I get into the legions.
The Cosmic Legions are starting, I guess, to ship, or they're. I'm seeing reviewers with them.
And, yeah, they seem to be popping up online.
Man, I didn't pre-order any of those, and because they're sci-fi, and I'm like, they're sci-fi. And I seen some test shots last year at PowerCon, and I was like, man, those are pretty cool. Those are pretty neat. Now I'm seeing the painted like ones in hand people are reviewing, and I'm like, oh shit, man, I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I can't afford to do this. I'm going to do it anyway, but still it, you know, I'll just not eat three times a day. How about that? You know,
yeah, I need to cut back anyways.
Yeah, I need to cut back. I need to lose some weight anyway. I can get in my swimsuit. Yeah. So, yeah, those are looking good. What else did I see that caught me off guard? Something, it was a review of something that caught me off guard. I'll remember it next time for sure. I had it written down, but I left my paper somewhere. But
there was a McFarlane item that caught my attention that he picked up the Blizzard license.
Yes, that's one. Yeah, we were talking.
I'm really interested to see what comes of that.
How deep do you think that goes? Is it all a Blizzard or is it just Diablo 4? I mean
that would seem to be the obvious first up would be Diablo 4.
Yeah, because he did the silhouettes of some of the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me personally, because of having played it and the fact that my daughter is obsessed with World of Warcraft, I'd love some orcs and some, yeah. I want Warcraft. That's what I want.
DC did back in the day, they did through their DC Unlimited or DC Direct line, whatever it was at the time, they did some of World of Warcraft. They did like some Night Elves and they did some other, they did a whole bunch of stuff. They even did that panda.
Yeah. I remember those.
Yeah. And they were 100% just statues. I mean, they were McFarlane statuesque. I mean, pretty much, maybe I know the company, which looking back on it, the irony now that he has the DC license too.
Right.
Anyway. But yeah, they
recently, one of the third party companies made some orcs that are not, but are from Warcraft.
Yeah. I think they're like, is it like 5K Toys that's doing that?
That's a site you could purchase them through. I don't remember who the company was. So I don't think it was Fury, like the Not Turtles.
Yes.
It's similar.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember I've seen those. I'm like, oh man. Okay. Those were cool. Because they ship them with like they're this, but here's this extra free set to, yeah.
Makes it look exactly like.
Yep.
Yeah. If Mass was here, she could give you specific names of characters, but I'm just, yeah, the main orc from World of Warcraft. That's all I can tell you.
So right now I'm looking at a figure they got on sale right now for $59. It's US stock. It's Izua Studios 112 Revenger action cloth action figure.
The Punisher figure.
It's 100% the Punisher. They got it on sale from 81 to 59. But yeah, these are the guys.
Actually got a big sale going on their website until I think like midnight tomorrow night.
That's where I'm looking at right now. I'm seeing that they put out what was it? Fury. They was one of the companies I seen their damn figure reviewed already. And it was absolutely stunning. It's a giant samurai like tiger.
Oh,
it's done by them though. It's a part under their banner. Anyway, I seen the review go up for one today, this morning actually. And I was looking at that and I'm like, man, I really probably should get one of those. It looks absolutely amazing. But I got to find out how much they want for it first. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, they've been a lot of stuff, man. A lot of companies are holding back though. Right now, I think they're getting ready to drop that big old, San Diego. But I've seen a bunch of companies pull out like
movie companies. Yeah. There's quite a few of them not showing up for it.
That's interesting to me.
But I just don't think it. I think San Diego is going possibly through the same growing pains that E3 is going through. E3 canceled 23, 24, and 25. Because now the game companies are like, we'll just do our own shows like Nintendo Direct or PlayStation Days of Play or Xbox does their thing. I think the movie companies are going to start doing the same thing. It's like, well, we can do our own conference and announce our own movies and not have to spend all this money and marketing and setting up at the conventions.
I can't say I blame them.
Wait, I'm confused. I'm confused. This San Diego Comic Con is going to have to focus on.
Yeah, comics. Yeah, exactly. They're having to go back. It was back in like 1994.
Crazy. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And honestly, I think that will be probably, for attendees, it'll probably be better as far as the amount of people going.
Yeah.
Now people are actually just going to shop to go and buy stuff. And the celebrity aspect has now been quilled down quite a bit because of it, I assume.
I would hope. I mean, look, no Hall H, no, celebrity petting zoo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always going to be there, unfortunately. But I mean, it is what it is.
I kind of figure that the ongoing writer strike and the movie company's not making a whole lot at the moment probably plays into that something too.
And now, like the Warner Brothers said that they're moving, doing their budget stuff right now. It's when the consolidation of Discovery Plus and HBO Max and all these different things. So they're all saying, no, we got to pull back on it.
Well, every movie they've released over the last like 5 months has been nothing short of a failure, other than like Spider-Man and
Mario.
Mario. I mean, yeah, that's
Mario
it.
Mario was a sleeper.
Wick did well, I think.
Yeah.
But they keep the budget low on that movie for a reason.
That's true.
Fast and Furious didn't do well. By all accounts, looks like Indiana Jones is going to do well.
Yeah.
It was like a week or so ago, somebody dropped the Flash on Twitter, and I watched the first 15, 20 minutes and then started skipping.
I went to see it.
What'd you think, Paul?
Yeah. I went to see.
You wouldn't see Michael Keaton Batman. Let's be honest.
I went to see it because I'm tired of. I my political leanings and that means that my socials tend to get filled with a lot of extremist content from one particular side of the aisle that I just shake my head at most of the time. And there's so much hate for The Flash and I went to see Indiana Jones yesterday, the new one. And I'm just like, just stop reading things into it and enjoy the movie. You know, The Flash was not a great movie. The CGI was god awful, and it was supremely awful. But I shut my brain off and had a fairly fun time at a popcorn movie. Actually seeing Nicolas Cage in a Superman outfit fighting a giant mechanical spider was fun. So that was almost worth it.
Yeah.
I've always kind of liked Ezra Miller, but an entire movie of that was a little annoying. Him, that character was fun in small doses in its own movie. And the new Indiana Jones movie, I thought, is undeservedly getting way too much hate. I didn't think it was terrible at all. It's not fantastic. It was a serviceable Indiana Jones movie, and the end, tugged at me, and the nostalgia of it all.
A lot of people I've seen feel the same.
That's my attempt to be even handed.
A lot of the people I've seen that have been bitching about Indiana Jones, especially of a certain ilk, it's all got to do with that Phoebe Bridges or whatever character. Because they're petrified of stand up woman. I don't understand.
Is that why they're upset with Flash? Cause there's a female Supergirl.
Yep.
That's why I figured
she was the best part of what
there's
I watched.
Part of no, that. Actually, but well, some of it's got to do with, Ezra, Miller
and his
pronouns,
criminal charges. And all
the pronouns he refers to themselves as they. And a lot of people have,
Here's with the Flash, and again, because my feed gets filled with that stuff, I know what they're saying. They don't hate the female superhero. They actually think she's really good for that role. They didn't think she's utilized enough. The Flash is just not a great movie in general. I mean, the opening sequence is ridiculous. from as far as the Indiana Jones stuff with Phoebe Waller-Bridge, it certainly is. She's if the early versions of the film had her snark toned up, because I did find her just unlikable. She was just kind of a self-serving, greedy, you know, that I just didn't like her at all. But I felt like with this edit, they gave her an arc. You know, Mangold is great about this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he did great with the last Wolverine movie, I thought. And he really did that. The biggest thing that they're railing against is that the theme with the Lucasfilm movies, with Star Wars and with Indiana Jones, is they've taken these characters that are iconic heroes from our childhood, and now they're old men, and the only story trope they have is, oh, he's a broken down old man, and then there's a young girl that's got to come save him and take his place. That's their through line. And whether that's true or not, you know, go watch the movies and decide for yourself. You know, I think that Phoebe Waller-Bridge was absolutely despicable. I hated her throughout the first like half of this movie. She was just I just didn't like her character. But she had an arc, and that's what I asked for as a writer. I want a story arc. I want to see a character change, right. And yeah. She does. And there's good reason. And Harrison Ford gives a couple of scenes that when he starts talking about Mutt, I mean, it's some of the best acting I've seen him do in a decade. It's great. I'm just saying, go see it. You know, go
see absolutely it. Will.
Yeah, I'll watched something that people didn't like at all. I know one of our close friends threw a fit about it. It wasn't that bad. There was only a handful of things I saw that I could, and I saw, and the things that I saw were the things that I knew. That's what set him off. Evil Dead Rise.
Man, that movie
I watched right on there, Max, and it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad at all. It was actually a nice fitting lock in to the mythology.
The rest of the series. Because that book is supposed to be the book, the book that flew and tried to bite Ash's
Army
neck.
Army of Darkness.
Yep.
All that ties. Yeah, don't even get me started, because I'll end up, the minute me and him have a conversation about that, I'm going to lose my shit.
I know why he got mad, and you know why he got mad, is they shoehorned in a bunch of quotes from the original movies, and that's what set him off.
It is that, and it was also because there was someone there that was female doing something he thinks a male should do. Let's be 100% honest, and that's exactly what that is. No, Evil Dead Rise was fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
I don't care what anyone says. That was about as good as you can get. Without Bruce, I mean, other than Bruce was on like what, the record player.
So yeah, briefly. It was, I mean, up there, you know, with 13. It was up there with the 2013 for me.
I'd love the 2013.
Yeah,
fuck, man. Was it 200,000 gallons of blood? Jeez, or something.
Good Lord.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, don't get me started. The horror movie fan fucks are just absolutely insufferable. They are.
Yeah.
The worst of the worst little white supremacist clan members. Not even a fan. Not even a fan. I just look at them and just shake my head. Like, no, that's. Anyway, I don't even get started on that shit. I'll lose my fucking mind on those idiots. Yeah. I just don't understand.
That's a different podcast. A
completely different podcast. But I just don't understand. You can't just watch a fucking movie or watch a TV show without looking for something to be upset about, because your fragile fucking male ego can't handle it. Grow the fuck up.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, there's someone that's non-white. Who fucking cares, man?
Yeah.
Yep.
I
don't give a shit. You know, look, I should be losing my fucking mind. There was a rumor going around that Mila Kunis is going to play the Thing in the Fantastic Four movie. I should have fucking done one off the goddamn high tower off, you know, head first. I'm not, because it's a fucking movie. It's their IP. They own it.
You know? And I think that was thrown out there just to purposely piss people off.
Oh, I hope it did. I hope there was enough. I hope there was enough 40 something year old man children that can't see their dick, lost their shit. I don't care. It's not for them. No. It's not.
Yeah.
Grow up. You're 50 something year old. No one cares. Yeah. Lose your shit somewhere else.
Anyway. Yeah, it's the same way with Little Mermaid, all that stuff. It's like, it's not for you. It's for little kids.
Yeah, it's for little kids. I don't care. Look, most little kids don't care. I remember. I'm going to tell a story real quick. I remember when Black Panther came out, very first Black Panther movie. What was that? 5-6 years ago? Some shit.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I was in a Target, and I was walking through, and I always look at the toy section, of course. And there was a little boy there, and they had just put out all the little kid Black Panther stuff, the stuff that us collectors wouldn't give two shits about, the little claws and the little mask, the
play
and
set all that stuff,
play set shit, play action play stuff, whatever they call it in the industry. And this little kid is spending his money, his birthday money, with his grandma because he wants Black Panther claws. This kid is as white as Opie fucking Taylor. He has no care that Black Panther is black. He doesn't give a shit. He wants to be Black Panther. He doesn't life hasn't inundated him, or propaganda hadn't gotten him yet. And it was one of the coolest things I ever seen. That grandma did not try to talk him down in one bit. He bought his little tiger Black Panther claw jobs and his mask and everything. And off he went. Happiest little, like, 7-8 year old you ever seen.
Yeah.
He's never seen the movie. He's seen the trailer, which was badass. We all remember that trailer. Your mileage will vary on the movie, but this lily white kid.
It's today with matter. I mean, Miles Morales Spider-Man.
I still fight people. I used to fight this one fuck online all the time. What do you like him because he's black? No, because he's a more interesting character.
Yeah.
He's a more interesting character than he's half Hispanic, half black, and then he's dealing with all these other
inner things, city stuff and everything else.
The school voucher programs and things like that, and all that stuff that comes into play, and it's a more interesting, updated version of a character. I've been the guy on the other side of the comic shop, the register, and trying to get kids to read comics. That Miles Morales would be one of those characters that would be super easy to sell, because he is a modern update of a legacy character, just like it'd be easy to sell a Damian Wayne as a Batman. I've been one of those proponents think that comics need to evolve and reflect the times. Not everybody still runs around dressed like a circus strongman with their underwear on the outside of their costumes. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
we gave him the Punisher. They pretty much ripped that out of our hands.
Yeah.
Nope. And he's gone now. As far as I know, I believe they're actually he's done. They're not going to do anything with that IP.
The way the recent run ended,
walked away from it.
He's done for a while, looks like.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm fine. I think there's an evolution of that character that needs to be done. Granted, I think that it was probably a little heavy-handed. This last thing with him and the Beast, but that's a whole nother podcast in general. But anyway, so no, I don't care about all that stuff. I like evolution. Look, if you're the guy that doesn't like evolution things to evolve in entertainment, we should still be watching Andy Griffith, and you should still be playing with wooden dolls and Applehead dolls. Fuck off, you know.
Sticking a rock.
Yeah, sticking a rock. I got a stick. I've got a hoop. Yay! Yeah, hard to brand that with Spider-Man, Dick.
Spider-Man is like my all-time favorite hero, Peter Parker.
Yeah,
he's my Spider-Man because I was, minus the spider powers, I was Peter Parker in high school. So that's I related to it, and I was resistant to Miles. I'll admit that Spider-Verse is hands down the best Spider-Man movie I have ever watched. Absolutely. And I love the character now. I still don't get any Spider-Man comics just because the recent stories just haven't appealed to me. But
true,
my Miles figure, that's one of my favorite figures. It helps other kids who aren't like me feel included. And, there's a superhero that looks like me. Every superhero looks like me, so I don't know what that feels like.
Right? No, I'm with you there. I've never understood the idea of gatekeeping like that. I've just never understood it. But anyway, we'll move on past what any all the buzzwords that someone's going to be accusing me of. Remember, my email address is itce@indianatoycomicexpo.com. Feel free to send me your hate mail. I do not give a shit. My one letter is hung up here on the wall, and it's framed. So, suck it. Don't care.
It makes for fun content.
I'm just tired of the children. I'm tired of the children, and it gets very frustrating. It's like when you go on YouTube. Like I love watching reviews and stuff, but there's only a few guys I can actually tolerate to watch, because then there's these other guys that want to shit on everything. Well, if you don't like it, don't fucking buy it.
Exactly.
You have free will.
Don't watch it. Don't listen to it.
You have free will to use your dollars accordingly.
If you don't like people trying to, the same people trying to boycott a Target.
If you don't like it, don't buy it. I didn't look. This is, to be honest, a lot of those people boycotting couldn't fit into the unicorn shirt anyway. Right.
Yeah.
So let's be honest.
Or spell unicorn.
My child is bisexual, asexual, non-binary. She goes by she and they. Seeing that stuff and seeing people that supposedly care about me go off on that shit.
Yeah.
Find out real quick who your friends are.
Joe, I'm the same dude, man. And honestly, it comes down to this. I love it when someone sits in my presence and proceeds to rip apart everything that they see on their news channel that they absolutely worship. And I'm standing right in front of them. I'm like, ain't I the guy that gave you a place to live? Ain't I the guy that gave you money? I'm still the same guy, and I'm your boogeyman. So make your decision wisely.
Exactly.
And it's very upsetting to me sometimes that even family comes under that bullshit. Not to mention longtime friends as well. Well, quote, let's just use the quotation friends. I don't play those games. Anyway, news on my side of the world. I am now the creative director for Resurrection Toys USA. I am working with Resurrection Toys out of Mexico, and working to get their product streamlined and here to the United States. Trying to push into the art toy side of things. ITC Productions, the company that me and Paul are part of, are also a part of this. You two have seen some of the stuff, but we are working on a figure for the kid, our mascot. I've leaked some of the stuff out, but I'm keeping a lot of it under the radar. But we'll have those in October. We're working with the manufacturers down there to get that Kraken figure made. That has been an undertaking. It's not just language barriers, but like how they, and that, I don't want this to sound bad, how they do business and how Americans do business is two completely different things. We here are about deadlines. They are not. Just to say that. There's things where I've put in place, like, look, we need this, this, and this, and this, this, and this. Just scotches by and no one cares. So anyway, I'm helping them out, helping them move toward more of an art toy mentality of, like, limited drops, to where, like, if you're going to put that figure out, we won't solicit it until it gets here into the United States and things like that. But yeah, I'm working on that, working on the kid figure, working on a couple of other little side toy lines with them, of some different IPs, that I have under my belt. And yeah, it's going to be fun. It's just another, feather in our cap, I think. But they are their own entity. We're just going to help them on a certain aspect of it. So yeah, it's going to be on. It's been an undertaking. It's been an undertaking, but I think the idea of having access to sculptors and a factory and things like that, I think we can have a lot of fun with these figures that we're going to do are very much in the vein of Mexican, what you would call bootleg, in the same vein as like the Japanese Sofubi style, soft vinyl figures and things like that. They will have articulation and things, but we're not going to go the route of like Marvel Legends and things like that. That is tooling, and that is stuff that, oh my God, the prices on that stuff is, knowing now on the back end and going forward and knowing like tooling prices and things. And this is coming out of basically, I mean, is Mexico still considered a third world country? In a way,
in the eyes of who?
Well, I know in the eyes of who, I get that. I get that. But I'm just talking like in general, it's different. And anyway, yeah. So it's been fun. It's been fun. It's language barrier be damned. it's been a lot of fun. So I was talking earlier about that damn tiger figure. It is by Furay. F-U-R-A-Y.
Yeah, okay. I know planet, what you're talking about now.
Yeah, Furay Planet Blade Master Wing, W-E-N-G. He has a giant ass, if you look him up, he has a giant ass tiger with like big old huge swords. And oh my God, I seen a review of this thing earlier this morning and I was like, oh, $95. I must own this.
Yeah, and then they've got...
they did the Crocker.
I was going to say the one that looks like Leatherhead.
Yeah. The one that's not Leatherhead.
Yeah.
Furay Planet Crocker. They did him. They did this nameless one. And then that, the planet, the Furay Planet Veteran William, that giant werewolf. God, man. Yeah. I'm stoked. These, I guess apparently what I'm told is those are made in scale with those 5K turtles, or not turtles. Does that make sense? So yeah. So those are supposed to augment those turtles. They're supposed to fit in scale.
Well, damn it.
Right. Sorry, Joe. but yeah, I seen this guy and he was opening up that the giant samurai tiger guy, and I'm like, oh man, I need that guy. I need that guy bad. So anyway.
Well, the pre-order is sold out on Big Bad. So
I know. It's going to be those things. I'll have to go direct through them online. $95, man. Yeah. Sucks. Anything else? Did you guys find anything lately before we wrap this up? Anything like good deals?
I got something kind of cool. I picked up through a guy who, he makes custom Sega games.
Okay.
And he builds the packaging and everything. And he got with a guy. A guy made Ghostbusters for Sega Genesis. He modded it and put Winston back in the game and put Lewis in the game and added other levels and stuff like, and all the cheat codes from Game Genie. And then he did the packaging for it. Actually, hold on 1 second. Let me grab it real quick.
Okay, grab it. I'm intrigued. These guys making these video games now are very interesting to me. I don't know if you guys have kept up with any of that, but they're like loading these cartridges and doing like special like casting of the plastics and all kinds of stuff. I've seen some like Ghostbuster cartridges, like Nintendo cartridges that are like see-through green, like they've been slimed and stuff. It just all kinds of shit like that. I think it's really fascinating. Legality aside, I mean, it's, you know,
right.
But yeah, I get it.
So yeah, this is it right here.
Okay, that's cool.
And then the cartridge, he actually made the cartridge and then did it.
There you go.
It glows in the dark.
See, that's...
It is 100% playable in the Sega Genesis.
Okay.
It actually comes with a, just like it was in the original, the casing is exactly the same. He even made manuals. Oh, that are like legit, like the Sega Genesis manuals.
Oh man,
And this guy is based out of Northern Ohio. I actually told him he should look at our stuff to possibly setting up a vendor's table because he makes these custom games.
Hell yeah.
And he's up near Cleveland. But yeah, I got it. I'm looking forward to getting that done. I'm actually finishing the movie room right now. I'm pinstriping and painting to finish the movie room up. And once it's done, I'll get it all hooked up. But yeah, that's about it in the way of that. Other than I did score the Paul Bailoff Super Sevens.
Cool.
Kristen found those at Karma during record store day and brought them to me.
Nice.
Other than that, I'm trying to think of figures. I don't know where we talked about this privately, but that Bam Bam Bigelow Greatest Hits figure suddenly appeared at Walmart.
Yeah.
And it's been out for over a year.
Yeah.
It just appeared out of the blue. I was like, that's off by a lot.
Well, I mean, I just got mine from Big Bad Toy Store just a couple months ago. So,
yeah.
I mean,
it's walked in, there it was. It's like, okay, then.
Joe, what'd you score?
Replica BPRD badges.
Nice.
But other than that, I don't think anything new's really come in other than Monkey King since last time we recorded.
I got my Big Bad Toy Store exclusive, that neon green and black Spawn.
I saw that.
They only did so many thousand of or whatever. I got one of those because I have every figure of that mold that they've made. It's all that Mortal Kombat Spawn mold. I have every single damn one of them, even the autographed one. I've got them all. I was like, look, if I'm going to go all in and go full Pokemon on this shit, I'm going full Pokemon. I'm going to ride it all the way out. I'm going to collect them all. So I'm going for it. I found some Masters of the Universe on clearance up in Crawfordsville. They had the Rotons, the big black red spinny thing ship. They had those clearance down to like $10 each. So I grabbed a couple of extras. So now I've got like four of them. got an army of Rotons. And then they had some of the deluxe figures. I think I got, And then I stopped by Toy Biz and Fuzz, and he had the Maddie Collector Grizzlore, or whatever it was, the one that you had to send off for. It was online, and he had the Grizzlore. I picked him up. And what else did I score? Oh yeah, that Brandon hooked me up with the Frogmonger. I got him now, and he's one of the last of those I needed. So yeah, it's been kind of slow. I've purposely kind of pulled the brakes back a little bit. Get vacation, PowerCon, things like that are all going on in like 2 weeks of each other. So I'm probably gonna try to save.
I was proud of myself. I didn't buy anything in dead formats. Luckily, I was by myself. Billy had to work, so
yeah.
I was by myself, so I couldn't really like break free to walk around the tables.
Might have been a blessing.
The most I spent was a guy to my right of me sold me a copy of Clive Barker's Lord of Illusions on VHS for $2.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, all right, cool. But I'm happy I didn't. Like, I was like, oh, and I did really well. I owe Billy $30. I sold all of his laser discs. I still have the player, but.
I had a laser disc player.
It was a good one, though. People almost bought it because there's a guy that had one that, like yours, but he was like, man, you have all the barcode readers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, barcode
readers and the remote.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you can't find any of that stuff. I just have the player. I had quite a few people buy it on it, but they ended up not.
Yeah. Mine's not getting it. That one I got, a Pioneer.
I want to say it's a Pioneer or Kenwood.
It's an expensive one
of those two.
Yeah, it's an expensive one because it plays the blue, it plays the disc, and it plays the DVD or the CDs. Which is if you plug it in and play with it, Eric, when you can hit the CD button and the little tray comes out, and if you hit the LaserDisc button, the big tray around it comes out. It's really cool. It is what it is. The thing's like literally like 2 feet by 2 feet.
Oh, it's huge. That was the biggest damn thing to move out of the bunch.
I just remember my buddy from, this would have been like probably eighth grade. We were all over at his house. His parents had one of those laser disc players, and late at night, we're trying to watch like My Tutor Private Lessons or one of those that we shouldn't have been watching. And they jammed up and woke his mom up. I was like, what are you trying to watch down there?
Boobies.
Exactly.
I'm trying to watch boobies. You don't judge me. The walls are thin in this house. I hear things.
The past month's been kind of wild. Like our youngest dog had cancer and she passed away. And so a lot of my money and our money was wrapped up with chemotherapy treatments. So that's off the table now. But now like we're having a tree cut down. So that's $2,000 and then having the fence redone. And then Sunday after Dead Formats, we weren't going to do it this fast, but the situation kind of presented itself that we couldn't turn away from it. We road tripped up to Salina, Ohio, which is right across the border from Anderson. Yep. And we got another dog.
Oh, congrats. So,
yeah, we got a 1-year-old boxer mix. Her name's Georgia, but I hate the state and I hate the politics in it. So we dropped it to Georgie, and she's a big Pennywise fan. So, yeah.
She got all her limbs.
She does have all of her digits.
Okay, because if she was a tripod, you called her Georgie. I was getting her to go, time out. Dude, time out. You're just being an asshole.
Yes.
Don't be a dick.
Don't have to try. But yeah, we got her. She was a stray. We could tell a male abused her. She's very attached to females. Me and her are working on it. She's getting closer to me. But yeah, we went and got her. And she looks exactly like our oldest dog, Izzy, when Izzy was a baby. That's what instantly caught Dawn's attention. So I'm like, all right. Good, so now a new dog running around the house. So I'm like, been focusing all that stuff. And not like, there's not been a lot of toys really that I'm really after. I need to pre-order my Ringside Danhausen. And I need to get that entrance, the Mankind Ringside.
Yeah, the 25th anniversary was that just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, actually, I sent that video to you where it's Undertaker and Mick Foley watching it.
Watched it. Yeah. That was really good. Yeah. I watched that. Danhausen actually was yesterday put up a video. He opened up that figure, the Ringside one that with the opening front cape and everything. So looks like a good figure. So those should be shipping relatively soon. I would think. But other than that, man, I think we're good. I think we got everything covered. We more organized this episode. So that helps. Having Paul's watchful eye and judgmental eyes on top of that staring us down the whole time definitely helps. There he goes. Daddy's in the room, folks. Everyone look. Be good. Be good. Dad's in the room.
You're somebody watching my tutor.
Yeah. You're in luck. I don't respect my parents.
But no, I think we're good. Everyone out there, if you're listening to this, have a good Memorial or 4th of July. Don't hurt yourselves. Don't choke on a hot dog. Unless you're a couple of those guys, then just go ahead.
Choke on a wiener.
Choking on a hot dog would be a very appropriate way for them to go.
The irony's not lost on me. It's a kielbasa down the old gullet. Yeah, that would be. Yeah, that's pretty funny. The irony. The sweet, sweet
kielbasa irony. And a Bud Light.
Yeah. Go pass it a Bud Light. Oh, jeez. Paul steps up, knocks it out of the park. We're done. Love it. No, we're getting hateful. We need to be more up.
Wisers and wieners. Wisers
and wieners. Oh god damn. Oh man.
It's gonna be an ITCE pre-show event.
Wisers and wieners. We're going to have a Bud Light drinking contest and eating wieners at the same time.
Are you hosting this? We're down
on the parking lot down there in Bloomington. And it'll be hosted by the biggest drag king.
Would have been appropriate in our original weekend.
We're going to see the biggest drag queens you ever seen before in your fucking life.
Hey, we might as well all do it and drag ourselves.
Dude, I could pull it off. I seen that filter. Other than my beard, I am a sexy fucking woman. I have the legs for it.
He looked like was her name
in Divine.
Shrek 2.
No, I looked Divine. I look like Divine, actually. The greatest of all. But one of my favorite.
That's the other thing too. I'll go into this and I really don't care. I want to continue doing us at Dead Formats. They host drag events. They have events that drag queens host. There was a very huge groundswell of gays, trans, drag queens there just enjoying the day. Tons of them came up to the table, all of them interested in the show.
Good.
Told them it was in Bloomington. You know, and I liked interacting with them, especially during the month of June. To have, because here's the thing, Dawn went to Pride in Indianapolis, went to the parade, and she's like, you know, no, like, conventions were there. PopCon wasn't there. Indiana Comic Con wasn't there. Gen Con wasn't there. I'm like, so you're telling me there's an opportunity for a convention here in Indiana to step into this and promote a convention to that market?
We've like, always been very open to that. Paul can attest to that. That's one of the things I'd look, as much as everyone wants to bitch about me, about us. Okay, look, I'll say me killing the cosplay contest for a year or so. It's got nothing to do with any of that. Hell, that's the only bright spot.
It was just the managing of it.
We lost our MC. We lost some other shit. We need to reset. It's nothing personal. It's just I want to make sure it's done right moving forward. And I seen it not being done right. And there was some other shit behind the scenes I didn't care to hear about. That's it. It's as easy as that. It'll come back when it feels like it should come back, but it comes back and it comes back on my terms. Nobody's going to bully me into bringing it back any earlier than it needs to be. If anyone knows me, don't bitch at me. I will draw a line in the sand and I will ride it out. I will outlive you and it will never come back. Do not fuck with me on this. Let me handle it. That's it. It's not hard, but anyway.
But yeah, I really enjoyed the conversations with a lot of them, and the fact that they were so excited to have a show there, a toy show there, and a comic book show there, like interacting with them and talk to them. I gave out tons of posters and flyers to them. You know, told them, like, Bloomington's a very open town. You don't really have anything to worry about as far as like any blowback. And I told them, I said, at the end of the day, I said, you're also talking to a guy. I said, I'll be really honest. I said, I'm from Martinsville. I said, and I know what Martinsville is. And I know what the reputation is and what people think of Martinsville. I said, you're looking somebody in the eye that is from Martinsville that isn't that way. And I want you to come to the show.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And that they just, you know.
Look, I'm 100% for it. I have no issues at all. Everyone knows that where I'm at and what I believe in. It's not even that. Just I don't see the point of turning someone away.
Dawn said we should get a parade float for Indie Pride. She's like, we should get a parade float. We could throw out wristbands and stickers and stuff.
Our original weekend coincided with Pride.
Pride.
How many years did we go in Bloomington the day after Pride?
Yeah.
So
how many folks from Pride came over on that Saturday or that Sunday? Yeah. I mean, that's. Other than that weekend being what that weekend is to me, on top of that, the whole vibe in Bloomington that weekend with Pride was absolutely fantastic for us. We loved it. It was some of the nicest folks, man. I mean, and when I smoked, when the show first started down there, I remember being out there at like 3 o'clock in the morning, smoking a cigarette going, holy crap, what's going on out here? It was awesome. I was like, this is great, man. This is good time. So no, I got no problems with any of that shit. And if you do, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to tell you guys. But no, I'm with you, Eric. I think me and you talked off to the side. I think I'm 100% in with going doing the Dead Format show and that being one of our stops every year for promotion. I think that's a great idea. I think those folks that lean into buying Dead Formats, no pun intended, feed into what we do. Look, we're grown men buying toys and vintage toys at that. I mean,
oh yeah,
we're hoarders. We're pop culture lovers.
Yeah.
You know, even the obscure.
I took some action figures up there and I sold all of them.
There you go. So there you are. There you are, folks. They're everywhere. We are everywhere. So
it was horror. It was horror based stuff, but it went.
Let's be fair. Funko Pops are a Dead Format. So
you're not wrong.
Ba-dum-bum. And Paul sets it up again for the end. And this time we're going to take it because we're hitting the 130 mark. All right, guys, thanks for joining us. We're done bitching. I hope everyone has a great holiday weekend, and we'll be back soon. And then I might have some more news. We might bring on a special guest. I don't know. We got some stuff brewing, so we'll see where we're at. Everybody, guys, thanks for joining us.